church choir. Please be seated. And there are the years to not some drink. I want you to. May the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Captain of Israel's host and God, of all hosts in the land above, Education Sunday, and we shall be reflecting on the theme, the role of leadership in our schools. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this moment in your presence. You are our ultimate leader and shepherd who guides us in the path of righteousness. As we learn today about the role of leadership, Lord, we ask that you open our eyes to see that each of us is called to influence, to guide, and to serve others according to your will. Fill us with wisdom, fill us with humility and courage to lead well in our families, in our schools, in our workplaces, in your church, and in our communities. Father, I avail myself unto you. Use me to speak to your people. I thank you for the opportunity, O Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. People of God, leadership is one of the most powerful forces in the world. Every school, every home, every church, and every nation rises or falls depending on the kind of leadership that it has. Baby abako biara nipa ozi enyim no oyempenfo leadership se asorbe ye ye se school be ye ye se church be ye ye so wofie be ye ye. It depends on who is in the position of leadership. Amen. Good leadership brings order. Good leadership brings vision. Good leadership brings growth. While poor leadership creates confusion, decline, and destruction. See, leadership is not just for presidents or principals or ministers or group leaders or managers. Leaders. Amen. Every person is a leader. Leadership is for everyone. We all lead in some way. We all lead someone. Whether you realize it or not, you lead somebody. You lead your family. You lead your friends. You lead your colleagues. You lead your children. And even yourself. You didn't know that you lead yourself, did you? You haven't thought about that. But you do lead yourself. Leadership in our lives means taking responsibility for the direction of our actions, our influence, and our example. The choices we make today determine not only our future, but also influence those that look up to us. In a world that often confuses leadership with power, God calls us to lead through character, vision, and service. See, leadership begins with self-discipline and character. In Proverbs 11:3, the scripture tells us that the integrity of the upright guides them. The critical word here is integrity. Before we can lead others, we must first lead ourselves. The greatest battle of leadership is internal. Self-leadership means managing your thoughts, managing your emotions, managing your time, and managing your actions under God's guidance. If you cannot control yourself, you cannot guide others. See, Joseph in Egypt was promoted because of his character. And as I was preparing this sermon today, I remembered my mother and something she used to say. She used to say, Oyewusu. Mami, you said I'm not working. Yeah. Oyewusu. And it was like my mom was standing by me saying it to me. And I was like, oh, okay. I remember that. Even when Joseph was tempted, betrayed, and forgotten, he remained faithful and disciplined. Leadership begins when we make daily choices to live right. To live right, even when no one is watching. On your day, who suffer, then you pretend. Your behavior is different. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the things you do when nobody is watching you. And beloved in Christ, that is integrity. That is called integrity. Leadership is also about influence. Matthew 5:16 tells us, your light shall shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Let your light shine before men that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Leadership is not about titles. It's not about titles. It's about influence. Whether you are a parent, a student, a worker, or someone that is retired, somebody is observing your life. You don't have to hold a position of authority to lead. You just need to live a life worth following. Find a way to ensure you did that. Salt doesn't make noise. But salt has a quiet power. It doesn't make noise. But everything that salt touches changes. Yesterday, I tried to cook at home. Lord have mercy. The intention was right. Hallelujah. The soup was good. Trust me, it was good. It was just the salt. See, salt has a very quiet power, right? Everything salt touches, it changes. Every Christian is a leader. Because every Christian carries the light of Christ. So you are leading. In the night when we journey, the person that has the light leads. And if you carry the light of Christ, then you must consider yourself a leader. Leadership is also service. True leadership is about serving others. The world measures leadership by what position you hold. But God measures it by how much compassion you have and how much humility you have. Jesus Christ, the great leader, washed his disciples' feet. He showed that greatness comes from serving, not being served. Some of us, when we get positions, we want to lord over others. In your post, we want to show off. We want to be mean to people. We want to crack on people, let them know that we have the authority, we have the position. But that's not what God teaches us. When God gives you the privilege to lead, he wants to see humility. He wants to see you practice compassion. Amen. Every act of service, no matter how small, every act of service, no matter how small it is a seed of leadership. Leadership also requires vision and purpose. Proverbs 29:18 Where there is no vision, the people perish. That's what the scripture tells us. Leaders see beyond the present. They have a vision of what God wants them to become. In your own personal life, leadership means asking God's purpose and aligning your plans with His will. You see, Nehemiah saw the broken walls of Jerusalem and said, "Let us rebuild." He didn't wait for somebody else. He rose up and said, "Let us rebuild." He took responsibility. He had a vision. He had a purpose. That is what is expected of a leader. See, leadership also inspires and multiplies others. Leadership is about inspiring others to discover their potential. A true leader lifts others up and prepares them to lead. Let me ask you a question. Who do you mentor? How many of us here have people that we are mentoring in life? Who have you helped to grow their potential? Today I encourage you to pick somebody, some of the youth, and mentor them. But before you rush into mentoring somebody, ask yourself, what is your character? Because we don't want you to go and infuse your bad character into the young ones coming up. Amen? And therefore, do that introspection and lead yourself first before you lead somebody else. See, Moses mentored Joshua. Joshua was mentored by Moses. Elisha by Elijah. Jesus raised the 12 disciples. So in the Bible, we have a lot of people that mentored others. Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 11:1, he said, "Follow me as I follow Christ." Paul mentored Timothy. Your legacy as a leader is not how far you went in life. It's not about how far you go, how rich you become. It's not about how much education you get. The legacy that you leave is how many people you helped along the way as a leader. How many people did you help along the way? Leadership, finally, leadership requires dependence of God, on God. Dependence on God. Proverbs 3:5-6. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. The fact that you are very educated doesn't mean you know everything. The fact that you lead doesn't mean that you know everything. It takes the wisdom of God. It takes the Holy Spirit of our God to humble you. No matter how gifted you are, no matter how wise you think you are, you cannot lead effectively without God. King Solomon asked God for wisdom to lead well. A true leader seeks God daily for wisdom, for strength, and for understanding. It's not easy to lead people. You cannot look at their head and be able to read their minds. Our heads are not transparent. So it's difficult to lead people. Because people will smile at you, but they don't really agree with you. Have you ever experienced that before? You talk to somebody and they keep nodding, but they're not on the same page with you. Hallelujah. Leadership without God leads to pride. So if you're a leader here today and you have pride in you, I'm telling you, you have no God with you. The Spirit of God is not with you. I can boldly say that. Leadership with God leads to humility, it leads to compassion, and it leads to purpose. So today, I want you to lead yourself first. Practice discipline, honesty, and consistency in your personal life. Lead your family. Be a spiritual example at home. Pray with your family. Teach them godly values. At work, lead. Show integrity, diligence, and respect. Do not disrespect people because you are the leader. Respect everyone, but do not fear anyone except God. That's what my grandmother always told me. Respect everybody. It doesn't matter. Young, old, rich, poor, it doesn't matter. Respect everyone, but fear no man. Fear only God. Lead in the church. Lead in your communities. Be an agent of peace. Be an agent of justice. And show kindness. Be a mentor to the youth. Lead spiritually. Model faith, humility, and obedience to God's word. People of God, as I bring my message to a close, I want you to know that leadership is not reserved for a select few. Leadership is a calling for every believer. You are a leader when you influence others for good. You are a leader when you serve with humility. You are a leader when you live with integrity and walk in the fear of God. When you lead, your life is under the direction of God. Your family, your workplace, and your community will experience transformation because you seek God's will to lead. The world is in desperate need of godly leaders. And God is calling you today to rise up and lead like Nehemiah. Today, be a leader. Seek his face. Seek his wisdom. Seek his direction. And lead wherever you find yourself. Amen. Siesie mi. Menyami. Siesie mi. Siesie mi. Susum kokro. Siesie mi. Maminya. Sebura. Ube chumi. Asamusio.
Amawana
upstanding for a moment. Integrity. Ask God to give you integrity. That others will seek you out. That others will come to you to seek wisdom. That others will look at you and know that indeed God is with you because you are a humble person. That you have compassion. Ask God to give you that courage to be a mentor to the youth in the church. Thank you, Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for teaching us that leadership is not about status, but about service and influence. Help us to lead our lives in a way that honors you, O Lord. Give us the discipline to lead ourselves, the compassion to serve others, and the courage to stand for the truth, and the wisdom to walk in your purpose. Let our lives, O Lord, be a reflection of Christ. The perfect leader, that others will see us and come to know him. We thank you and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.